A well-hidden secret revealed. As a child, I was curious about myself, about other people, and about the world around me. Why did people behave the way they did? Why did I behave the way I did? What is the nature of human nature? Why are we here? I studied everything I could: psychology, religions, philosophy, neurology, the mind, and consciousness itself. My bachelor's degree was granted in 1975 in the field of consciousness studies, one of the first such degrees ever granted. I continued to explore the nature of human nature through business, organizational psychology, self-development, and spiritual disciplines. What I discovered is a well-hidden secret. By studying consciousness itself, I have seen behind the magician's curtain. I've learned how we create our own experiences of reality and how to change them. The belief closet process is based on the first principles and natural laws of the mind. For thousands of years, the great teachers and healers have all said the same thing: know thyself, heal thyself. The belief closet process allows you to do just that. We should have been taught how to change our beliefs in elementary school. It might have sounded like this: children, there's a simple mechanism by which your consciousness shapes your reality. You get to choose what you experience. Would you like to experience more joy, less pain, more fun, more love? By changing your beliefs, you can change your life. Okay, here's how to do it. Unfortunately, none of us got that training. Here's some good news, though. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. As you grew, your pile of accumulated beliefs became invisible to you. It moved into your subconscious mind. Your beliefs became the water you swim in, the way you look at the world. We say to ourselves, "That's just the way it is. People are like that." Now you have the opportunity to examine your most basic assumptions, decide what you would rather experience, and change your beliefs to create that reality.